And want to be part of a great competition that the Buzz is involved in. You have details on that.
Yeah, we've got the Bud Light Buzz Bracket Challenge, which is available now at 1037thebuzz.com. And this is a good source that you can follow along with the tournament and kind of see, you know, if you're how busted your bracket is, just, you know, exactly. But also between now and 11 a.m. tomorrow, that's when the deadline is. So if you want to register, it is free. And if you fill out a perfect bracket, you're getting 10 grand. So it's quite a giveaway.
Wow.
$10,000 for a perfect bracket. And then we're going to be awarding local first place and first, second, and third place prizes, including a Matt Jones autographed basketball and some great stuff from Sport Clips, 10 Fitness, Tropical Smoothie, and some other sponsors. So it's very, very cool. It's the Bud Light Buzz Bracket Challenge.
Matt, do you know what the odds are of filling out a perfect bracket?
It's got to be 0.0001. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, wasn't it like a dog or something? Didn't some animal pick a perfect bracket accidentally? Or I know there was some animal that was picking, you know, that they would.
I think someone did one last year.
This is from Zabe.com, CZABE.com, from our boy Steve Zabin, who Matt was a big fan of his show back in the day as well.
Oh, yeah.
Some helpful websites, according to Zabin. KenPalm.com, BracketScience.com, PooLogic.com, PredictionMachine.com, which that's Paul Basir, and we're going to try to get him on before the tournament starts, and BracketScience.com. The odds of picking a perfect bracket, 9 quintillion to 1. I have no idea how many zeros that
that's
is.
That's pretty much what I said earlier, I think. 0.000.
Quintillion to 1. The FBI estimates that more than $2.5 billion is illegally wagered annually on March Madness, and that's just within the confines of the Signal Media compound.
Just within this building, absolutely.
Yes. So, okay, so I think it's odd that, or awesome, I guess, however you want to look at it.
Awesome.
The Bud Light Buzz Bracket. So
it's a weird little play on words there. But, yeah, the Bud Light Buzz Bracket Challenge. And what's cool about ours is when you fill out your bracket, it shows you a kind of a risk percentage, like what, how risky your bracket is going against the favorites.
Okay, here's a few other items. And by the way, we're going to, and if you want to have a Bud Light while you're there, feel free. But we're going to hang out at Dugan's tomorrow. We're doing
the show. I'm having one here. Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Right now you are.
Absolutely.
That's very good. Uh-huh. We're going to probably have an Anaheim turkey sandwich or whatever else you're in the mood for down there.
Sounds good. I've never had that before.
It's
amazing.
It's quite good.
Oh, I'm in.
Darn good sandwich. We'll be watching the tournament tip off officially. Christina says it doesn't start until tomorrow. But here's a few items, again, a few additional tidbits for those of you filling out your brackets. 12 seeds only lose 67% of the time. So the bottom line is the 12 over the 5 happens one out of every 5 times.
It's like gambling, though. Like, well, let's be honest.
One out of every three. Excuse my percentages there. I was looking at the 12-5 here matchup. But, like, Ole Miss-Wisconsin is a 12-5 matchup. The other 12-5 matchups, Cal against UNLV. Akron's playing VCU. And Oregon-Oklahoma State. That's one that RJ was looking at. He likes Oregon as a 12 seed over Oregon State. Or Oklahoma State, rather. Oklahoma State's a 3-point favorite. The 14 and 13 seeds lose 84 and 82% of the time, respectively. 15 seeds are 15 and 9 against the spread since 2005. So if you're looking for a way to make a little bit of money, the spreads on the number 15 seeds against the 2 seed is there's a 13-point line, Florida Gulf Coast, which we'll talk more about in a second as part of our entertainment report. They are a 13-point underdog to Georgetown.
Oh, yes, it is.
I do not like their chances of covering that number. Pacific is only a 12-point underdog to Miami. Iona is a 13.5-point underdog to Ohio State. And Albany is an 18-point dog to Duke. I like the twos to cover in every one of those matchups, but according to this, that's not a good bet. The number six seeds hold an advantage over their 11 counterparts, going 14-10 against the spread and 17-7 straight up. You know what I took from that? 7 out of 24 times since 2005. The number 11 seed has done, or the number, yeah, 11 seed has done well against the 6. So that's not a bad bet either. And the best against the spread value over the past 6 seasons have been the 7-10 matchup. The 7 seed holds a 17-7 mark, both straight up and against the spread over the 10. So that does not bode well for those of us who are rooting for number 10 Iowa State over number 7 Notre Dame.
No, but those 2 and 15, the betting against the spread, those matchups are interesting because it's kind of like the Kentucky game last night. Like, if the number 2 seed is not just completely up for the game and they go in just expecting to win,
right.
I mean, they're going to win, but how convincingly?
Who could forget the Richmond Spiders knocking off Syracuse back?
None of us.
Who could forget Hampton beating my beloved Iowa State Cyclones when they were a 2 seed several years ago?
I think I've got Iowa State going to the Elite 8. And it may be purely accidental or just being difficult with myself, but I believe I've got them going to the Elite 8.
Look, because we are all Razorback fans and because I care about my fellow Arkansans, right. I want you to know that you can feel free to adopt my Cyclones. They may not last long in the tournament. I fear they may not get out of the first round. I certainly couldn't pick them straight up against Ohio State because my formula of battle-tested teams, you're not going to find too many teams more battle-tested than Ohio State coming out of the Big Ten. And the game, oh, by the way, is being played in Ohio. So if you're looking for a distinct advantage, I like the Buckeyes over the Cyclones, unfortunately. So.
Well, I have Ohio State going to the Final Four. So
yeah, well, I think you're probably.
I just can't stand Ohio State, so it's just blind hate at this point.
Just blind hate.
Yeah, I don't like them either. What else is going on, Matt?
We are today, as you guys are out at the First Security Bank in Cabot. Today is the last day you can register. You can stop by and see you guys there between 10 and 1, between now and 1. And you can stop by and see Matt and Trey with Overtime live at the First Tee of Arkansas today and register in person where you guys are going to announce a qualifier. Overtime is going to be announcing a qualifier. You can also stop by any of the 41 participating First Security Banking Centers listed at 1037thebuzz.com and register or register online. So it's easier than ever. And we're giving one lucky listener and a guest a trip to the Masters. So it's quite a deal. We've got registration open for the Buzz Golf Tournament now. It's on our website. It's going to be Monday, April 22nd. That is presented by the Carroll Mortgage Group. And also on the website, as of today, you can register your team for BuzzBQ. So go online and get your spot. They will be going extremely